Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Bag alert, major bag alert. Ooh! Who is this bag brought to you by, John?
Many people. Haberman, Middlecoff, Tito's, no big deal, sponsor of the podcast. Tito's Vodka. Also, I'm sure many other sponsors, but welcome to the mailbag bag alert, baby.
Yeah. Do you want me to mention the other sponsors? Brought to you by mybookie.ag, promo code HAM1.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Like to say, John, unofficial. On.
If you listen on Saturday, I'm sure if, you know, early in the morning, you might have games going afternoon, obviously night, mybookie.ag, promo code HAM1.
DraftKings, promo code HAM. Poof. It's about to get
download
real.
Download that
real.
App. Tell all your friends. Yep, do it. Do it. Do it right now.
Get in the Haberman and Milkoff League. Linked below. And butcherbox.com/ham. You're getting 3 pounds of chicken. You're getting 2 pounds of free beef. Ground beef.
Oh.
No, that's not correct. 2 pounds of burgers. 3 pounds of chicken. Two pounds of burgers. And a pound of hot. And a pack of hot dogs for free. Butcherbox.com/ham.
That's hard to beat, guy. Hot dogs, chicken. And burgers. I mean, it's what all a man really needs.
Get in the mailbag. Leave us a review on iTunes. Ask us a question. Tell us your favorite bar to hang at. We've stopped mentioning tell us your favorite bar, so we got to keep hammering that.
Yeah,
that's how you get in the next
bar,
mailbag.
Bar.
All right, John, here we go. Mailbag. And keep sending us pictures of you. DM, tag us in Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, DMs of you enjoying football with your Tito's beverage. Or with actually the man, Tito Beverage. That's the guy's name. So if you happen to find Tito Beverage, that's the ultimate beverage. All right, John, this is from iTunes. Here we go. Hey, guys, huge fan of the show. Been watching you guys since you talked about Zach Wilson potentially coming to the Niners back in November. Anyway, I want to get your thoughts on the reports that part of the reason why the Broncos passed on Fields was because of the epilepsy. Although the epilepsy didn't seem like a big deal, it obviously must have been for the Broncos to be scared enough of it not to take him. Benjamin Albright reported this, so I feel pretty confident that that's the truth. Remember when the epilepsy thing was a talking point for a little while, and then it kind of, we just stopped talking about it. He got drafted by the Browns. It got interesting, and the story went away.
I think it's more to do with the unknown when you don't have him, because I think we would have seen a story about, like, I don't think it's an issue once you're around him. It's just one of those things that rattles you. Like, I bet if you were around Ohio State, be like, yeah, it was no issue. But once your doctors, you start hearing things, something you've never experienced, it's human nature to get scared. A lot of things that people deal with, I would say, whatever they deal with internally, whether it's a family, whether it's, you know, an office, whether it's a football team, once you're around it, you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. Right? This is pretty easy to deal with. Now, some things are the opposite, but I'm just talking about like a human element that if you just said it out loud, you'd be like, oh, damn. But then once you manage it, you're like, let's just use something random. Like people growing up that had diabetes that had to take their own shots. That sounds insane to me. And then whenever you meet someone to do it, you're like, yeah, it's really easy, man. It's not very difficult. You're like, oh, God, that's, you know, just, and that's a much lower level thing that gets treated all over America. But you know what I'm saying?
I'll give you a very low level example. This is interesting. I like your analogy here. If I said to you, John, I'm giving you a car. It's pretty nice. No power windows. You would be like, no chance could I adjust an open. You tell me I can't just push the button and all the windows go down. I can't hit the thing on my key and all the windows go down. I bet if we check back in 6 months, you'd be like, yeah, I want power windows, but it's really, it takes me half a second to get the window down and I move on with my day. Now it sucks if you want to get the other window down in the back or you want to get, but.
You're trying to talk to someone at a stoplight on the other side.
Yeah, maybe that's a bad example. That one would suck sometimes. Anyway, but no, it's a good point. How does he deal with it?
You adapt.
I think part of the question is, A, you have it. Is it something that you handle, that it's under control? How long have you been dealing with it? And Albright, this is not like an old tweet that this review is about. Albright said, I think a week ago or maybe a week and a half ago, his tweet was,
because they've been taking heat, right?
Yeah.
Like you could have had him.
His tweet, which is, by the way, I love that conversation happening before the season even has begun and their careers have begun. He said his tweet was, yes, epilepsy is part of the reason the Broncos passed on Justin Fields. No, it's not the only reason. Part of the puzzle. So that's what this question came from.
Well, think about this. If you and I hosted something where we talked a lot of Broncos, I'd be like, listen, Surtain may be like his dad, maybe just an awesome player, and he probably will be. Probably be a several-time Pro Bowler. But it's like, we could, instead of Teddy Bridgewater, we could add Justin Fields. Like, it's hard to shake. Like, I would just want to watch Justin Fields on this team. And it's like, oh, we didn't need to trade up or anything? We could have just drafted him? That'd be the one thing. It's like, well, you would have had to give up a two and two linebackers and a future three. It's like, no, you just could have just drafted him. He just went by you. He just passed you, right? It'd be like, if you want some ice cream and things like, you know, and the ice cream truck comes. Well, if you stop it or if you let it go, then you can't complain once it's passed. And ultimately, it's on George General Patton. Like, that could be something that carries them for a while. Because, you know, I think a lot of people push back, be like, they're ready to get Rodgers. Well, what if Rodgers and the Packers figure it out? Because I would say pretty good chance they're going to be good. Gutekins, and they're going to do everything to make them feel good. More than likely, if I was a betting man right now, Aaron Rodgers is on the Green Bay Packers 2022. How about you?
You can't put your eggs in that basket. I would bet the same thing, yes.
But that's the thing. Like, they're just prepared. Well, yeah, prepared for something more than likely never going to happen.
If Justin Fields is on your team and isn't good enough, then you're still prepared. You're still prepared for Aaron Rodgers.
How cool would that team be?
You know who's prepared for Deshaun Watson? The Dolphins. They're prepared. Everyone's prepared. Hell, if Trey Lance is average, the Niners are prepared. Everyone's prepared.
I guess
they have less picks, though.
The Broncos could get Watson, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the thing's not played itself out yet, but right now you're getting criticism for it. Next up, this is from Aragog. Huge fan of the podcast and 3 and Out. I'm a Bears fan, but want to know about the running back situation from a fantasy standpoint. Anyway, keep up the good work. Cheers. Actually, he said great work. And he's a fan of 3 and Out. Maybe he likes the new drawing from...
Whoever did that did a good job.
That's a really good drawing.
Made me look sweet.
Cowherd's artist.
I think it's just like some, you know, random person. But
a Fiverr? Somebody on Fiverr?
We get a lot of that. You know, people are like, you know, I'm not the biggest Bay Area Niner guy, but I like the show. Like,
that's right.
We do a good show.
Yeah, keep telling people. This is... Don't pigeonhole us.
I do.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're a Niner fan, keep it. business is booming, as they say.
Fantasy running back just in general?
I think he's saying, I want a bear. The question is, I'm a Bears fan, but want to know about the running back situation from a fantasy standpoint. The Bears running backs?
I think he's just talking running backs in general. That's the way I took it.
All right. How about the guy from New England? The fourth round pick out of Oklahoma.
Well, I listened to some of Matthew Berry with Simmons, and he thought that Damian Harris could like lead the league in touchdowns. Like, remember a couple, like 5 or 6 years ago, LeGarrette Blount had like 14 touchdowns for the Patriots. He's like, it wouldn't be crazy if Damian Harris had like 15 plus touchdowns.
Okay.
I'm fucking terrible at year-long fantasy because, like, even listening to Matthew Berry, it's like, I don't look at this league like this. Like, you have to look at the league completely different. Now, I know a lot of you listening play. We are fantasy guys, too. We just do daily fantasy. It's so much easier. Like,
we want to give
like
up after a week.
This guy's playing well. Yeah, I can't just like, well, what if you take Damian Harris, number 3 overall, and he breaks his leg? I hate that even thought. How do you guys do it? How do you guys do it? But I had a lot of DMs like, who do you think I should start? I mean, clearly, I mean, a lot of people are playing. I play Brady week 1. And it hit me. It really, really makes sense why the NFL kicks so much ass. Think how many people in a normal fantasy league, like we play, if 200 people play, or let's say we did a huge game week 1, 200 people, we're all playing each other and we share players. In these fantasy leagues, I just play someone else. So I see like, oh, I got to watch how's Dak doing. You are watching the entire league. I honestly haven't really been able to comprehend it from that standpoint because I never did it. But then when you just play another team and you look at all their players, like what's Ja'Marr Chase doing with the Bengals? It's like, well, how does basketball and baseball compete with that?
It's a safety net for even your worst games will have a reason to watch for a segment of your viewing population. Like your floor is really high when as long as there's a couple relevant players or a relevant defense to a lot of people.
Let's say this, that Jags-Texans game. What if I have LaVisca Chenault and like I
you might take one of the defenses, honestly. You might take the Jags defense in that game.
Yeah, because you just pick up defenses on waiver wire, so it's pretty easy.
It's like the Texans suck. They don't have their backup quarterback's a blank space.
You're keeping tabs on that thing.
Yeah. Ramondre Stevenson was the guy we've talked about a couple times. Just mention before we move on, because we talked about it on the last podcast, there was some discussion that even though that the Ravens run game could thrive, even without J.K. Dobbins.
Well, I mean, I think Gus Edwards is going to get picked by a lot of people. I mean, just listen to the fantasy. Clearly, there's like a top 3 or 4. McCaffrey, Kamara, Dalvin. And then there's Saquon? Like this. Then there's just group like, is Saquon going to bounce back? Is he too risky because their offensive line sucks? Is Damian Harris going to be a guy? Or some of these, it was Clyde. Everyone thought Clyde was going to dominate last year, and he just wasn't quite as good. Is he still going to get picked really high? Najee Harris, who was just drafted in the first round, like he could be really good, right? The Niners, it's hard with like the Shanahans and the McVays. They just use a lot of running backs.
All right, next up.
I would say Aaron Jones with the Packers. They're going to use the shit out of that guy. They just re-signed him.
Here we go, John. Full name on the internet. Sean Jordan, number one NFL podcast. Appointment listening, 5 stars. Longtime listener, first-time reviewer. Dig your show. First, I'd like to issue a public apology to John. Years back, we locked horns on Twitter over some Giants takes. As my friends say, it's just Twitter, man. Glad that's out of the way. I want to see if you guys notice the different agendas media members have on the Niners beat. I'm entertained by how one writer can come to the conclusion about a QB while another reaches a polar opposite take. Thoughts? My favorite bar is the Dutch Goose in Menlo Park. Elite place to watch a game. I'll hang up and listen. Sean Jordan. Do you know what he's talking about?
Sounds a little familiar. Maybe Brandon Belt. I don't know. I've honestly come around a little bit on Belt just watching him the last like month.
Yeah,
he is
the last month.
I mean, he's better than I thought. He looks really good this year.
He's better than most. All right. What do we think about? See, I don't view it as people are humans and have agendas, but I don't like media people who watch every practice. You have different perspectives. You think it just like coaches can watch, just like we can watch and have different opinions. Like all of us can watch Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. If we've got 100 of us together, some people would think Jimmy should start.
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause. You do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Some people would think Trey Lance should start. It's not necessarily. I would say that doesn't necessarily indicate an agenda.
I think the agenda comes up when you've made a point in an article, on a YouTube page, on wherever your platform is, and it's, I think Jimmy Garoppolo should start. I think Trey Lance should start. You don't pivot as the information comes in. You double down, and you use whatever you have to use for your side, right? I remember a couple years ago, I was like, the Raiders are going to win 3 or 4 games, and they started 6-4, and these fucking people on Twitter came for me, and I couldn't say anything. It's like, I don't really have the ammo. They ended up, like, you know, winning one more game the rest of the season, and then I had ammo. But, like, I wasn't going to pivot and be like, I missed on this, right? So I do think there is some, not for everyone, but some people, if they've made bold statements, this guy should start or this guy should start, because that's the only thing. I'm not paying attention who's arguing over the other things. I think it's about the quarterbacks and about the stance you took coming into the, I would say definitely coming into training camp.
But in your example, it wasn't until there was 6-4 and they doubled the win total you predicted that the conversation, you know, that it was time to pivot. Like, I think you can have, with the opinion we just talked about, I think either one is legitimate. Now, I agree with one more than I agree with the other. But this to me feels a lot like whenever there's award voting and you find out, like, one guy voted for so-and-so. Take his vote away. How dare he vote? Who the hell? I don't even. Delano DeShields into the Hall of Fame. What is he doing? Like, no, this is the point. It's like, if we only had all the people together who had the same opinion voting for the award, then why the hell do we need to have the voting for the award? Like, who was the loser who gave Western Kentucky a top 25 vote? I don't know. Some guy thinks Western Kentucky's going to be good or whatever. The point of it is, you have enough people that those of us that consume, you got enough people voting for the top 25 that a rogue vote here, a rogue vote there, or you have enough people covering a team. If you have one person covering a team, you got a problem. You got two people. You want the rogue opinions to be able to exist and also a majority opinion be able to exist.
I think where the conversation where it does get agenda driven, and it's just an agenda, it's just like what you see is when it's not tangible. So like my example was who's going to start. But then, like, let's say they both start playing, who's playing better, you know, where it is subjective, right? When a guy is struggling, you're like, well, he's actually better than his numbers. Or a guy, like, he's a terrible shooter. It's like, well, he's shooting 60% from corner threes. Like, you can just keep arguing even though as subjective data, and then use the hard data. Well, if he got more reps, he'd be able to do this. Well, if they allowed him to do this. So it just, whatever you believe, most people, and this is not even just Niners related. I think this is anything in what we do when it comes to talking about sports, because there's objective shit and then there's subjective shit and they kind of mesh together. Most people, when they make a bold stance, unless it's like, I think LSU is going to win the national championship, and then they go like 7-5, you can't really say anything. But if I think this guy is a good player, let's say Daniel Jones, and I've been adamant Daniel Jones is going to be a really good player, there's probably some data right now that I can use to my benefit. And then if he's just okay this year, I can just argue the positive stuff and I won't pivot. I'm just using that as a hypothetical. If I was on like First Take and Daniel Jones has been
right,
my guy
but,
for
but
years.
there's also different types of bold takes. There's ones you just actually believe and they just happen to be bold, and there's ones you're sharing because everyone's going the other way and I'm going to take a big swing and if I'm right about this. The other part about reporting is like sometimes you know information you can't share, right? So you might think something about a guy that there's no actual way to include it in the argument because you can't say an assistant GM told me that one thing is this guy's picking up the playbook slowly, but you know, you can't, but that's off the record and blah, blah, blah. Right. There's all these other elements to all of this stuff. And I think the best is when you've got enough people that you can have varying opinions, varying perspective, varying reports covering a team. You have a problem if you only have two people covering a team or one person, but if you've got nine. Great.
The Jags.
I bet even the Jags probably got more than nine.
No, they probably got four or five.
All right, next up, this is from sad Texans fan named Bell. Show's awesome. Sometimes I fast forward through the golf talk, but it's not my thing. Everything else is solid. No bars to watch the game, but if you're ever in New Braunfels, Texas, we'll toss back a few and float the river. The real estate scene's also popping, second only to Austin. New Braunfels. I've heard about New Braunfels. Maybe I've even been to New Braunfels. Question for the mailbag.
I've never heard of it.
Do you believe Sean Payton's reluctance to name Jameis QB1 is because it would signify a failure on his part to turn the Swiss butter knife, Taysom, into an offensive weapon QB that he made us believe Taysom could be? Bell.
I thought he named Sean Payton named Jameis the starter.
Yeah, this question is from August 25th. I would imagine part of it's like, why is it taking so long?
I do think some coaches, and you saw it with Bill and Mac Jones. Has Mac Jones been the starter in Bill's eyes probably for over a week, maybe a week and a half? And Kyle's done this with Jimmy and Trey. Like, what if we don't have Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, you don't even get asked the question. So there are specific four or five teams around the league, like who's your starting quarterback, and that's a consistent theme. If we use the stuff we just talked about with the like media members not wanting to pivot, is it one of those like, you know, I'll just tell you when I kind of truly have to tell you, but like I'm not just come to say this.
Could be. I mean, it's weird because you don't have to name Taysom. If he just keeps being Taysom, Sean Payton gets credit for Taysom. I was watching him the other day thinking, if I didn't know anything about Taysom, would I think he might be a good quarterback? You know, part of watching him, I'm watching him going, this guy's not a quarterback. Stop with this. But if I didn't know what I think I know about his background and how he came to be an NFL player, et cetera, would I watch him and think, that guy might be a better option than Jameis? I think the answer to that question is no, but it's hard. It's hard to go like, what if I forgot what I know?
It's impossible.
And then only knew, you know. Yeah. Here's the thing, like Sean Payton, he's to Bell's point, he's had this thought in his head. He's never really been able to do it. And maybe that's part of it. Like, as long as Drew Brees was around, he was never really able to give Taysom a shot. And so maybe he just really wanted to really try it. And then if it failed, it failed. But let me just not look back and go, I never really gave him a shot because I gave it to Jameis too early. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I do think when you like a guy or value people, like I think there was one true competition this offseason. It was in Denver. Like, it was true. I do think he kind of came in thinking like, you know, Jameis, I think, and most people, like it felt like the buzz around there, like, I think Jameis is going to be the starting quarterback. Denver was like, who's going to win this job? And it was a legit race. And they went back and forth. And it was like one guy's looking better in practice. And then Drew Lock had some moments like, could Drew Lock pass him? Didn't really feel like that, I would say, with the Saints. It felt like what happened was inevitable, where with the Broncos, it was just like, I don't know. I you're like, well, I bet Vic goes conservative. Like, you could have educated guess, but I remember watching like the second preseason game and Locke hits like a 50-yard bomb. I'm like, damn, is he going to win this job?
Right.
Then when Jameis was just like, because Jameis is a true quarterback. Like, Locke and Teddy are quarterbacks.
Also, that just
you're right.
Make sense
we look at Taysom Hill. It's like, well, he's like their like Juszczyk version of like with a little Trey Sermon. You know, it's like, what? I don't even. He's not a quarterback. But then you watch him drop back. You're like, well, he can throw.
I know.
It.
It's if you didn't know, you wouldn't know. I don't think.
He owes Sean Payton
$40 million.
There have been many, many players who are really talented, right? Because Taysom Hill has elite athletic gifts. And he just ran into like an all-time great coach with a vision, and it changed his life.
Yeah,
financially, and just like he got to play on really good teams. He still is on, I think, a pretty good team. Like he got to be like kind of a major role player in the NFL.
Sometimes it feels like that guy bounces around a little bit.
Well, part of it because they're usually on shitty teams sometimes. Yeah, right.
That's right. Your coach who really believes in you has to keep the job.
Yeah.
And this is from Willie Wright, another real name on the internet. Willie says, just want to let you guys know you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Willie.
That's not the end of the review. I just got hooked on your intro. I've been listening for about a year or so. I got hooked on your intro. Never tried my hand at betting. Do you suggest I should start with a booking site of DraftKings? It also appears the Niner later round picks are going to save this draft, minus what Lance does. Lenore, Moore, Hufanga have looked solid. Keep up the great work. What's do you suggest I start with booking site? Oh, I'm guessing he's saying my bookie or DraftKings, maybe is the question.
Well, it depends where you live. If you live in California, we can't gamble on my bookie, or excuse me, on DraftKings. That's why we use mybookie.ag, promo code HAM1. It's where we gamble. DraftKings, you got to be in certain states to use them. So I gamble on mybookie.ag, and I just look, Cam Smith's moving up the leaderboard. That's where I would gamble, promo code HAM1.
Also, Willie,
we play fantasy sports on DraftKings.
Willie, you're right about the later rounds of the draft. If you missed the conversation, we had a conversation about that and the Niners on the mailbag, but on the last podcast that came out Thursday. Last one real quick, John. This comes from Facebook, and this is Mike. He says, you guys think highly of Trey Lance. 5 stars, always Tito's, and it's a 13-second video of him and his lovely friend having. The video didn't load for me. It might be Tito's with like some whipped cream on top or something.
You know, I don't know exactly. Let me type in this shot. Have you ever heard of a lemon drop?
I have heard of a lemon drop. I don't. I just assumed
the lemon drop shot includes. Yeah. It's vodka, lemon, and simple syrup. So maybe it's something like that. You know, it's a little easier to take.
Maybe
down.
A
that's
little cream.
Like.
Yeah,
that's anyway. What it looks like to me. Something kind of little foo-foo. But yeah, hey, you know, you got to do what you gotta do,
I got
to do.
I do not judge a foo-foo drink. I will. You order your Mai Tais and your. I don't care in any circumstance.
Zero judgment zone here.
Although I did at that wedding, at the Taylor Gross wedding I went to in Montana, go to a dive bar. The person I was with ordered a martini. I just had made it two. And then I'm sitting there at this dive bar with a martini. I'm like, that's the one. So I told you I left it at the bar and just ordered a beer. Like, sir, was this your martini? And I said, nope. I don't know whose that was. Wasn't mine.
Yeah, that's a smart move. Yeah, you got to have a little bit of feel for the
little EQ, John, a little EQ.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Beers translate to everywhere. I would say martinis do not.
Well, you know what everybody was drinking there. You know what translates? Tito's does translate everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Good bag.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.